Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the NIIT Limited Quarter 4 and FY25 Earnings Conference Call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Vijay Thadani, Vice Chairman and Managing Director, NIIT Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon. Welcome, everyone, to this particular briefing session where we are going to talk about the quarter four as well as the full year, financial year 24-25 results. To start with, thank you very much for your continued interest in NIIT Limited. And we enjoy these conversations because your questions make us rethink our strategy as well as refine our communication and strategy going forward. Today, the agenda includes an update on quarter four as well as the full year FY25 results. We would also like to provide an update on some key strategic developments, including an inorganic initiative which you would have already read about, and some other corporate actions that were discussed in today's board meeting as well. As also the way forward for this business, which we are in indeed very exciting times, but uncertain, a bit more volatile than normal, but nevertheless, they are exciting times with newer technologies coming in and changing the landscape, the way we work, the way we live. And we are looking forward to continuing to play a very important role in this new environment. I would just give a small context to the last quarter that we went through, and then we'll jump straight into results. So we had a very uncertain and volatile macroeconomic environment. I think most of you are actually experiencing it, so yeah, I don't have to even amplify that. But despite that, I think we've delivered a fairly resilient performance. Some swift and deliberate actions that were taken last year have enabled us to return to growth in the year. The year prior to that, we had declined in revenues. So despite continuing headwinds and uncertainty that we had from time to time during the year, I think we were able to deliver a certain amount of growth. We would have liked it to be better, and I think we'll discuss that. We would have liked it to be better. We had planned for it to be better. We were nearly equipped to deliver to that. However, there have been reasons, and we will discuss that as we go forward. But while we were battling this uncertainty, there were three initiatives which I thought I should talk to you about. One, in this process, with our new leadership team that came in under the leadership of Pankaj Jathar, who took over as CEO, I think we have been able to broaden our customer base fairly significantly. We have deepened our penetration in GSI, GCCs, and private sector banks, and now even expanding ourselves to the rest of the banking sector and financial services sector. We've expanded our portfolio of offerings fairly substantially, whether it is GenAI, cybersecurity, data engineering, analytics, whether it is for enterprises or it is for consumers. And we continue to invest in creating newer and newer offerings, whether it is to train enterprise architects or digital architects. And lately, I think with the new education policies focus on providing an integration between higher education and the industry and skilling part, we were very keen to get involved in that part, and some steps that we have taken have resulted in an inorganic opportunity which got materialized, though in the month of April, but we'll nevertheless talk about it today, which is NIIT acquiring IMneo, an AI-powered SaaS platform which is focused on deep industry-relevant skilling. So we'll be talking about all this in the background. And I had introduced Pankaj to you a few quarters ago. In one quarter, he lost his voice because of a sore throat. In the second one, he had found his voice back. And this time, I think he has a stronger voice than before. So this is also his first time when he will be presenting the annual results of NIIT Limited. So it's a very exciting milestone for us. So with that, I hand you over to Pankaj.
Thank you, Vijay. And good afternoon to all of you. Thank you for joining the call. I'm happy to be presenting NIIT's results on this call. I'll walk you through the financial performance for Q4 and the full year, and also share some insights into the road ahead. Starting with the Q4 financials, as previously communicated, Q4 is typically a seasonally weak quarter, particularly for BFSI due to fiscal year-end slowdown. A year-on-year view is more reflective of our trajectory. Revenue for Q4 was ₹863 million, up 16% year-on-year and down 12% quarter-on-quarter. This is the fifth successive quarter of double-digit year-on-year growth, despite the volatile and uncertain environment that we have faced. Having said that, of course, we expected to see better growth for the quarter, but we were impacted by increased volatility and the growing uncertainty in the environment. I'll briefly talk about the product mix that we've seen. Revenue from technology programs is up 20% year-on-year. Revenue from BFSI and other programs is up 8% year-on-year. Under technology, technology is to BFSI, the ratio, technology to BFSI and others, the mix is at 67 is to 33, whereas last year it was 64 is to 36, and last quarter 65 is to 35. The broad basing that Vijay talked about, so the broad based year-on-year growth led by technology and reinforced by continuing growth in BFSI and other programs in what is traditionally a seasonally soft quarter. Right. Technology spends improving, BFSI training spend softened due to regulatory development. These are some of the reasons why we saw the kind of numbers that we saw in Q4. Now, in terms of learner mix, the early careers program was up 40% year-on-year and WorkPro programs were down -6% year-on-year. The mix between early career and WorkPro is now at 57:43 versus 48:52. Year-on-year, reflecting improved hiring sentiment in the technology space. A decline in the WorkPro programs reflects the impact of environment on training spends for that particular thing. EBITDA was at $4 million, consistent with our guidance due to the investments in this quarter. Depreciation was $59 million as compared to $61 million last quarter due to rationalization of leased premises. Net other income for the quarter was Rs. 221 million, which is predominantly contributed by treasury income, income on leased assets, adjustment in payout obligations of acquisitions, etc. Tax was 28 million with an effective tax rate of 17%. Minority interest was 6 million. Loss from discontinued operations at Rs. 1 million. Profit after tax was 131 million versus the same 112 million for last year. Profit after tax is up 18% year-on-year. Earnings per share was Rs. 1 per share in Q4 and Rs. 1 versus Rs. 1 in Q3 and 0.80 paisa per share last year. Now for the full year FY25 results, revenue was at 3,576 million, up 18% year-on-year. This is a significant turnaround in performance as compared to the 11% decline in FY24. In terms of product mix, all-round growth in both technology and BFSI and other programs, with technology started to gain momentum starting mid-year, and BFSI programs saw some moderation due to regulatory actions towards the end of the year. Technology programs were up 12% year-on-year. BFSI and other programs were up 32% year-on-year. In terms of mix, technology is to the BFSI and others mix was at 66:34% versus 69:31 last year. The learner mix, the growth in revenue for both early career as well as work pro learners is what we saw, Revenue from early career programs was up 23% year-on-year, and revenue from Work Pro programs was up 13% year-on-year. Early career is to Work Pro mix was at 52:48 versus a 50:50 mix last year. We're starting to see some cautious pickup in hiring, although the environment continues to remain volatile. EBITDA was at 115 million as compared to 48 million last year. The business continues to be in investment mode and we are ramping up our growth initiatives. Depreciation for the year was rupees 232 million as compared to 184 million last quarter. Net other income was rupees 707 million versus